This is the only way you... But those are not the only way. We talked about it, remember? We said there are another five in here, which has nothing to do with this. Do you remember those five? How could you forget? It starts, step by step, goes inward. The first one is common sense. Then is imagination. Then is hallucination. Then is mental occupation, fikr and zikr. Then it comes the other kind of intelligence, that aql, which we call it the real one. These are the dimensions you should go in. Not with this, not with this. Let me tell you the secret. No, I won't, because you won't listen. I could see your reaction. You're just looking at me like this. You're not listening. The point is, if you 100% believe in what you believe, you're almost dead. Nothing could change you. The first step of improvement is to understand the shortcomings. If you think you're perfect, you're silly, period. You have to know the shortcomings, okay? So, first thing, remember, do not be a very strong opinionated fellow, okay? Of course there is something else, but that one I cannot tell you. That's the message that the prophets will tell you. No, let me be clear. You will tell yourself, because it comes out of your own heart. But it's something that I cannot do. You will do it. You will whisper in your ear. How? Aha. Let me talk about the other dimension of you, non-animal dimensions. First is the dream, yes?
Just as when thou fallest asleep, thou goest from the presence of thyself into the presence of thyself.
Aha. When you're dreaming, where are you? I said, when you're dreaming, you're sleeping, you're going from yourself to real yourself. Because that's the real one you're in. In your dream, you're you. Yes?
Thou hearest from thyself, and deemest that such or such a one has secretly told thee in the dream that... Thou art not a single thou, O good comrade. Nay, thou art the sky and the deep sea.
This is what you should understand. You are not one. You are complicated. There is a lot of people in you. No. This is what humanity is. Because upon each pillar of the animal feeling and understanding, we have built the castle. This is what it is. We are not comparable with the animals anymore, because we live in our thought. If you have bad imagination here, and you have the best life possible, you live miserable. If you're poor, I don't know, poor, handicapped, or whatever, but you have good imagination, good for you. That's the life of the humanity. We are past the limitation. The first need of a living creature is food. And we have the problem of overeating. We don't have the problem of food anymore. That was the basic for animal, is food and sex, period. Are we like that? We all move. So understand that you are not one. You're not even two. When I say Pharaoh and Moses, I simplify two points in here for you to understand. You're more than that. You are the universe. You are a deep ocean. In deepest part of your heart, there are stuff that nobody understands. That's what you are. You should understand what you are. Don't look at yourself like you're looking at an animal. See yourself as you are. the complicated way you are, yes?
Thy mighty Tao, which is 900-fold, is the ocean and the drowning place of 100 Taos. Indeed, what occasion for the terms wakefulness and sleep? Do not speak, for God knoweth best what is right.
Okay, that do not speak is hard to be translated. That is dhammaza. And even in Persian, it's archaic and it's very complicated. First of all, it means hush, shut up, don't say anything. But the word really means that don't even breathe, because dham is this, and at the same time is this single moment, both of them. And we say, don't do that even. And this is the word that will be repeated a couple of times. Verse by verse, it's like that. Shh, don't say, don't talk. Because talking of this, you could elude yourself better than anyone else. Normally, you fool yourself. Sometimes the others will try to fool you. You cooperate with them. Sometimes there is no one. You just like to fool yourself. Because it gets high. You feel good. Momentarily. See? Stop all this stuff. Do not argue. Listen. You are like this. Yes?
Do not speak, so that thou mayest hear from the speakers that which came not into utterance or into explanation. Do not speak, so that thou mayest hear from the Son that which came not into book or into allocution. Do not speak, so that the Spirit may speak for thee. In the Ark of Noah, leave off swimming.
So one of the major barriers is you speaking. No matter what happens, you think about it. And you want to say something about it. Why? When I talk about something you don't know anything about, why should you talk about it? And I'm talking about you talking to you. What's the name of that? Oh, you call it thinking. Several times I tell you, you call it thinking. It's not thinking. You're talking to yourself, right? First of all, your thinking is limited to your vocabulary and your language. And how many languages you know? Well, you have the limitation of your language, don't you? You have the limitation of your vocabulary. That's the limitation of thinking. But when you're thinking, you don't think about this limitation. You think that, yes, this is it. I know it is it. Everything looks 100%. So, there's something wrong with that. Shut it up and listen. Put aside whatever you know. Now, absorb something else. Something else that is coming to you. From where? From that source that we don't know. We know it happens. It comes. How do we know that? Maybe this lady is not very honest to tell us what's happening over there, or is confused and is not reliable. Okay. How about the experts in this? There are exceptional guys who are talking about this, right? And they are knowledgeable and they are exceptional, right? Why are they talking? Are they talking to themselves? Are they talking to this we? Find some time to listen without interruption, without saying yes or no, because there is something will talk to you, and it's not coming from outside. Everything is inside you. When we talk about Pharaoh, you feel it, that we are talking about you, right? What about when we are talking about Moses? You think about Charlton Heston, a fellow with a beard? We're talking about you, the Moses in you. The dream of the light is in your dream. Let it flourish. You don't let it flourish. One. Remember from the first day we said, if somebody is guilty about my shortcoming is me. Why? Because I could do something about what I knew. I couldn't do something about my father. Could I choose my father? Could I? Or choose my mom or my birthplace? Of course I have that excuse to talk about the child at rubber. No. Here, in me, that everything is in you. The last secret that I cannot tell you, nobody will tell you. The prophet tried to tell you. At the end of the day, you will tell yourself. Because you should understand it. The message is for you. The messengers are gone, are just messengers. They don't live your life. You live your life. How do you live your life? With your brain? Excuse me, that was the story of a cow. So what is the difference? You are a human being. You have to live with your culture. And the culture is presented to you. You have to select from this and that. So shut up this one and listen to the new one which is coming from within. Because the message of being goodness is in you. Do you remember that fellow sitting in you who is not a friend of you? He's our friend. We call it consciousness. It's in you. But you do something bad to us, that will hurt you from inside. That's what it is. You say, take that fellow as a guide. Because it's in you. Yes?
Do not speak so that the spirit may speak to thee. In the ark of Noah, leave off swimming. Like Canaan, who was swimming and saying, I do not want the ark of Noah, my enemy. Noah said, hey, come and sit in thy father's ark, that thou mayest not be drowned in the flood, O despicable one.
Okay, as you see, this paragraph is not going to be finished tonight. We have at least one more night to it. So let's waste a couple of minutes here. Tell you about one word over there, which is very special even for Persians to understand. Because in Persian, the word swimming is the same word archaically for knowing each other, becoming familiarized with each other, to know each other. So here, he brings the story to the Noah time and say, in that ship you don't need to swim. But by swimming, it means the other meaning of that as well. Becoming enchanted, familiarizing yourself with the others, becoming we. When you are in that ship, you don't need to swim. Look at that Canaan, the son of him who wanted to know. He wanted to gain the knowledge. He was swimming, the silly fellow, because that's not the time of swimming. See, he's playing with all these words the best he could to remind us that the solution is in here. Because solution is the other side of the coin of problem. Problem is here, the duality. The duality between what I want and what is good for all of us. That we don't call it good. Remember, we call it khair. It's something else. And we insist upon that word because that's the basic word for having choice, freedom, ikhtiyar. Okay? This division is here, in all of us. We have an ego, so we are selfish. We have to protect ourselves, and ourselves extends to galaxies, because this is my galaxy, right? Like Vancouver is your city, or Canada is your country, all of that. This is an extension of me, my belongings, my associate, my close relatives, my family, my neighbors. This is the extension of this. This is in all of us. The other one, The other one, if he sees